Rest itself. By the way, Ola, if you're out there, he did this thing with his eyes earlier on. Is that ever going to be repeated, Ola? Is that ever going to be repeated?
Don't make him do it again.
Oh, make him do it again.
No, I missed it. I want to
just watch it one time. He did that thing with his eyelids that I always admired kids could do. He could turn his eyelids inside out. He was so good at it. But he did it once and said it's never going to be repeated. Both. It was a duo eyelid bonanza. And you don't see that. It's certainly not on the radio. But you said, don't see. You're so good. He's the greatest man in radio. That's exactly what Marconi had in mind when he legged it down the patent office. Now, I'm sorry, it doesn't translate, but you can imagine a huge fella in a yellow shirt walking towards you with his eyes turned inside out. I'm sorry, you just can't see it.
Do we have somebody waiting on the phone?
No, do your email.
All right, okay. This is actually having to do with why water doesn't burn.
Very good. you had to be here 2 hours.
Yeah. Dan says, water doesn't burn because it's been burnt already. When you burn something which has hydrogen in it, which is almost everything, water is produced. It is possible to get hydrogen to burn further to produce hydrogen peroxide, as in peroxide blonde, but you have to skip the water stage.
Hang on. I'm pulling up a chair. Yeah. Steve in Hackney, if you can wait there. Anthony, if you can wait there. I think he should have tipped his hat to the Straight Dope website here, because this phrase comes hurtling back towards me. Water doesn't burn because it's been burned already.
Yeah.
Right. Anyone?
I don't know. I mean, you know, water obviously comes in different, you know, ways.
No,
it does.
There is no burnt water. Let me hear those ways and see if I can hear you say the phrase, the burnt kind.
Really? Well, no, you know, you get water, you get, you know, evaporated water, you get, you know, you get steam, you get, you know, lots of water in different forms.
Yeah, but
there's not just water, you know, there's water in different forms.
There can't be burned water. It can't have been burned already.
Well, Dan does come from the BritishLibrary.net, as his...
Yeah, he must work at the British Library and...
I think Dan is under our tramp, sir. Dan lives at the British Library. Under two copies of the Times on one of those benches.
He says that basically, when you burn something that has hydrogen in it, and water has hydrogen in it, water is produced, yeah? So, I guess if you burn water, you get water.
No. We used to have an open fire, and there was no water in the ashes in the morning. No matter how hard you squeezed them, no water came out of it.
And you tried.
If you put water on fire, then it turns into steam. So if you burn water, you get water. So burnt water is just water in a different form.
Now, are you trying to tease me here, or have you a clue what you're talking about?
If you take water, take a glass of water and you put it on some fire,
which has already been burned.
Put it on a fire and say the fire doesn't go out, okay?
Okay.
But the water, you put the water on the fire and the water turns into steam, which is a different form of water.
Right.
It's just hot water, though, isn't it? It's not burnt water.
Here's the thing. I apparently said when I was a child, because there were power cuts and 3-day weeks and things, and I said, and I still stand by this, I said, well, look, why don't we, when the electric's on, why don't we just run a bath of water and make lots of hot water and make ice cubes out of it, and then when there's no hot water, we could defrost the ice cubes and have hot water. And everyone, it doesn't work like that. And that sounds like what you're saying, is it?
No. No. Did you go to science class at school?
No, I did. I went one Wednesday afternoon. I put my head round the door, saw that whole splayed rat thing. I said, oh, I don't think. But they never... if you tell me water can burn, I will believe you, because...
I don't know. I'm just trying to interpret this email from Dan at the British Library. I think burnt water is water in a different
Steve
form.
Steve in Hackney. Steve? Steve, I don't know if you were hanging on the edge of your seat.